you're looking at the economic side, I guess the financing side of the biofuels game, and I guess what it means in the bioeconomy. What do you see on the horizon? You know, we hear a lot about the financial markets anymore. What do you see as far as it pertaining to the biofuels?
Well, obviously, it's going to be a challenge. We've been so fortunate that at this point to have financing available to grow the industry to where it is today. The Wall Street Journal reported about a year ago there's been $3 billion of capital infused into rural areas, which has been a substantial economic development. The question is where do we go from here, and where do we find financing for the next phase of growth? The challenge is in the past with our corn ethanol plants, we had very specific standards of performance. If somebody's going to invest in an ethanol plant, they knew they were going to get 100 million gallons out of that nameplate, the 2.7 gallons for each bushel of corn going in. You know all the statistics. We don't have that now for cellulosic because of all the variability. We have all the variability in feedstocks. We have the variability in production practices. And that uncertainty unnerves investors in Wall Street that are thinking about financing the next growth.
And we're already talking about a bunch who's probably pretty nervous about financing anything, even things that that they would normally know.
Well, the biofuels industry that we have right now is in fairly good shape. I was visiting with my colleagues at Ag Country Farm Credit Services, which has essentially provided financing for about one-fourth of the plants that we have in operation right now across the country. And they indicated that only three of those plants are of any concern. So by and large, the existing industry is fairly strong financially. They had their credit in place before this fiasco happened on Wall Street. As agribusinesses, it's a very seasonal business. So they have to have their credit developed or put into place last spring and summer before this is happening now.
That's good for those that have their financing in place. What about the ones who are looking to get into the business, who want to build something now or maybe a year down the road and need to line up the financing for it? What's going to happen to them?
Well, that's the challenge, and I don't know where that's going to be coming from. It's likely not to come from Wall Street because we don't have those standards of performance. Wall Street is nervous in general. We see profit margins right now gravitating towards zero, even for our existing ethanol plants. So there isn't going to be a lot of interest on outside investors. It's going to have to go back to the basics in terms of looking at the community becoming involved, perhaps a partnership with the federal government through grants to get some of these new projects off the ground.
If you had to advise an investor whether or not they were going to invest into an ethanol plant or a biodiesel plant, whatever type of biofuels out there, what would you tell them at this point? What would they need to know?
Well, like anything across our economy right now, it's going back to the financial basics. Make sure that it pencils out. And above and beyond that, think about diversification. If you have an opportunity, don't just invest in one plant, but try to see if you can invest in a pool of plants to spread out your risks. Again, because of all the new plants and different technologies coming online, there's going to be winners and losers, and you don't want to put all of your eggs into one basket.
Sounds like sound financial advice, no matter what you'd be investing in.
Well, I think we're going to go back to the basics and maybe get back to not looking so much on the expectations of the future, but what is the current profitability of any of these ventures.
Cole, some great information. Anything else you'd like to let our audience know so they understand at least what the credit game could be like down the road for the biofuels business?
Well, you know, it's a challenge. One of the real or the most important determinants in the future is how is the federal government going to be implementing these policies. We have the 2007 Energy Act, the Renewable Fuel Standards, on the books. But it's the implementation of this that's going to be a question because they haven't developed the specifics. What is the value of the carbon? What is the value of the benefits from these biofuels? That hasn't been specified in the exact rules. So the industry is waiting for all this. And again, that's unsettling investors.